Blog Talk Radio.
Hour, and this is your host, Prophet Lynn Templeton. Thank you for joining us again this evening, this bad weather evening. Today's presentation is The Great Falling, and this is speaking on the event, The Great Falling Away, from the perspective that you haven't heard before. There are components to this that have not been brought to the public attention, mostly because many of the things that are unfolding were not seen in the years that they spoke on this falling away. So there are things taking place that could not be seen, and things that will take place that God has now revealed to his servants, the prophets. So today we are going to give you a more, let's see, how should I say this, a more keener understanding of this great falling away. In fact, the early stages have already begun. But the culmination of this event is going to be massive, much greater than what you have perceived in the past. And don't be included, because you could easily be included, and you'll understand that as we get close to the end of this or the middle of this presentation. Let us do our preliminary. Let us pray first so that we may align ourselves with the Word, with God. Father, I thank you for this opportunity again to speak with your listeners. And I pray that this Word be acceptable. Help me to say those things that will mature and reveal to your people knowledge, wisdom that will edify them so that they will be prepared for what is coming. We pray this prayer in your Son's name, our Lord and Master, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the Christ. Amen. This show is based on Hosea 4:6, which says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge," and it is knowledge that we have tried to present you here at the Prophetic Hour for 6 years, going on 6 years. Prophetess Rosemary started out with us, and now she has her schedule filled with other engagements, and so I think she'll show up in the summer more, but you still have me at this point, so we will give you our best. So the great falling, or the great falling away, is the updated version, which I think, again, you'll be greatly blessed by it. Let us look at the key verse for this teaching, and it is 2 Thessalonians 2:2. It says that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Okay, this show today is based on that verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:2. Now, what we want to start out with, let's look at something here. Let's look at that verse a little closer. Thessalonians is saying that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. So your mind is now being attacked, and there are many that don't understand this, that are there. Of course, the people outside of the church have no clue, and however, there are many in the church don't understand this. Your mind is being attacked. We brought this to your attention a few years ago, how this dark energy or this, you have both spirits that are now evading the world according to the Bible, the Word, and you also have this energy that is playing havoc with your thinking processes. You have the lack of sleep of many, and this has to do with this new energy that is now coming into our world that is invading your mind. And so this is one of the things that is tied into this verse when it says, be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. Now, when it's saying be troubled, it's actually talking about the many people are experiencing more problems than they ever have encountered throughout their lifetime. All of a sudden now, it seems that everybody is troubled with additional trouble. And then it goes on to say, neither by spirit nor by word. So you are being tested in several areas now that man has never been tested throughout our generation or through the last cycle, 26,000 years. You are being your mind is being invaded. Your heart is being tested. You're being troubled by more problems and situations that are out of the ordinary. And now you also have churches that are failing its people. So you have several things that are now invading your peace, that are taking your peace away from you. Life has become more difficult, you see. So this first verse is speaking on that. And with all these things going on, you have all these things going on, and then you have those who do not have enough word to build them into the truth, you see. But quite honestly, you have to realize that the word can only save, but it is the truth in the word. It is when you come to the truth that it builds you up, it strengthens you. This is what put muscles on your spiritual body. This is what puts the muscles on your spiritual body, is when you have enough truth, you see. Let me read another verse here. John 18:35. Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Speaking to Jesus, he said, thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servant fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou say that I am a king. To that end was I born, and for that cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. It's amazing. Jesus told him, he came into the world to bear witness unto the truth. everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So Jesus didn't say he came to bring the word. The word has already been spoken. He came to bring the truth. Why is it that so many churches are centered on the word and they are not exalting the knowledge of truth? You see? Now, I'm going to back up and say, read John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, this is speaking of Christ, the Lord God. But then he comes to the world speaking the truth. So he is elevating. He's taking things. He came to take things to another level. He came to show you the way. And it is the truth that illuminates the path to the way. You see. 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved, salvation, that's the word, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You see, this is the elevation of the knowledge when you come to the truth. This is when you see, in order for the truth to bring you, in order for the word to be elevated, in order for you to grow into the levels, ascend into the levels that God wants you to come up to, it requires the truth to be received. You have to see, truth is, let me say that a different way. Truth is when you receive the word. Many have been given the word. They've been preached to. They've heard it over and over, 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, they've been learning, they've heard it and heard it, but it's not until you receive it that you are elevated. And this is truth. When you receive it, it becomes your truth. See, you remember the story. And I'm not going to thumb through the Bible to find a verse. You can find it in a few minutes. But Gabriel came to Mary, Jesus' mother, and he spoke the words over her, and he told her, this holy thing that you have in your womb, it will save the world. I'm not wording it exact, okay? And she told him, let it be as you have spoken it. So she received it. It became her truth. It became her truth because she received it. You see? So you can gain the word. You can go and study and learn and learn and learn. But if it's never become your truth, if it never become a part of your thinking processes, and most importantly, your practices, then it is not truth to you. It has not become truth. And Jesus said again, and I'll read it again, he said that to this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So if you haven't elevated the word into the truth, you're not hearing God. You're not rooted in the word. You see, you become rooted when it becomes your truth. And you see, This is necessary. You have to understand where I'm going with this. This is necessary. You have to become rooted. You have to be like a tree. You see, a tree grows roots into the ground. And as big as the tree you see above the ground is as big as the roots are underneath the ground. You see, and you become rooted in the word, which the roots are symbolic of truth. So when you root it in the truth, when the word becomes truth to you, then you are rooted solidly. You are rooted solid into the ground. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. So you have to be rooted in it. Psalms 1:3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. This is why so many people are going to fall away. They are not rooted in the word. And to be rooted in the word is to receive it, which makes it become your truth. It becomes a part of your thinking processes. You see, it's not just religion, religious knowledge. You see, it becomes a part of your life. It becomes, in essence, the core of your mind, your conscious, the rooting. Let me say that a different word. It becomes the core of your thought processes that move you and animate you. You see, everything starts with the higher mind, you see, and those are the principles and the ideals that lead you in your daily living, in everything that you do. It is the beginning point of your conscious thought processes. See, and then you're motivated from that point, from those principles and ideals. And then, so these things are happening at the subconscious level, most of them. And then they rise to your surface, the surface of your conscious state. But you see, the truth is the rooting of the understanding, the knowledge. You see, the wisdom of the knowledge of the word. If all you have is the word, then you just have the surface understanding. But when it becomes your truth, then you become rooted. And so that knowledge then become a integral part of you. It becomes a part of you. So you have to move beyond just learning the knowledge of the word. It has to integrate into your being. And this is not going to happen until you receive it as your truth. You see, then when this happens, you are ready for the events that are coming. Only those that are rooted are going to prevail. And that's what Matthew 12:33 is telling you. Only those that are rooted. It's using a tree as a symbol for those that are rooted in the truth. The word has become their spiritual knowledge. It has become rooted in them. It is the guiding light that leads them in every aspect of living. You see? So you have to move beyond salvation. You've already been saved. So now you need to elevate the word into the knowledge of truth. It has to become a part of you. You see? And the practice of the truth is called the way of truth. These are the things that Christ taught that I am teaching you that the world has forgotten. The world has, at least this part of the world, no longer has this knowledge because they have either forgotten it or they have overlooked this that has been presented to them. So we are bringing you the teaching that Christ gave me. He gave it to me and my wife directly. And that's the best that I can say to you. And you have to be rooted because what's coming is you're seeing only a beginning of what is getting ready to come. And only those that are rooted in the Word, and you can say the ones that are rooted in the Word are the ones that have came into the knowledge of truth. And it's only those that are going to stand when this great falling away takes place. Because there are many things that are going to happen. Some of them we can see already. We already know about the ISIS movement, where they want you to convert to Islam or behead you or whatever else horrible, barbaric thing that they can think of to do to you. So that is only one phase or one area that you have to be concerned about. There are many things coming. And if you're not rooted in the Word, you see, then you're going to fall. This thing is bigger than you. And that's why God is warning you of what's coming. He's warning you that you need to get this and get it good. You need to be rooted in it. You see? So this is what I'm trying to express to you. Now, I want to mention one other verse, Matthew 7:13. It says, "Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that lead to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it." So you have to understand what God is saying there. You've heard that verse before, but they have not correctly taught these things. This verse is telling you that most of the people, when it says, "Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way," so most of the people are going through the broad gate, and they are not prepared, and they're in danger. See, because it says this gate leads to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. See, this is where most people, the majority, if you fall in the crowd, you're in trouble. Most people are going to have a train wreck, you know. And this train wreck can come in the form of beheadings. It can come in the form of being burned alive. It can come in the form of other things, of your family being killed in front of your eyes. It can come in many different forms. It can come in the form of an earthquake. It can come in the form of a super volcano going off. There are many things that are just waiting at the gate, you see, and God is the only thing holding these things back from happening at this point, you see. So it's only a few that are going to find the way, 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And remember, the practice of this knowledge of truth is called the way of truth. This is giving you a clue. This is telling you that not only can you escape, but you can go into, let's say, hiding from these events, that God will protect you from these events. But you have to be walking that narrow path instead of that broad path, you see. And it's saying that because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So it's not many, it's very few that are going to find it. And people are talking about the church rapturing and all this. This is a lie. This is not the truth. This is not the truth. There's no mention of the word rapture. This is a word that was devised in the 1800s. And it's a false prophecy. It's a false doctrine. And I was trying to think of the name of the minister who came up, that created this ideology that has been just pushed and pushed in today's world. It's a lie. And this is one of the reasons why so many are going to fall away. They're going to find out that they've been lied to, that they have been given a false doctrine. But I want to tell you, you don't have to worry. These individuals, they got theirs coming. These ministers of all titles, no matter how high up they are, they've got it coming. Let me tell you, here's a verse that tells you this, Jeremiah 23:1, where Jesus is speaking. He says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord." So they're going to get there. Oh, don't worry. He has a special punishment for ministers. There is a realm in the lower heavens that has a special hell, and it's just for ministers. And many of them don't even know this, and they're just having a great old time. But anyway, I don't want to get locked in on that area, or rather that particular conversation. I just wanted to mention that. Now, we need to wrap this up. I want to say this here. A great falling away has already started, has taken place. And because of the testing, the tribulations, they are now, many are now experiencing testings and tribulations, more problems than they've ever encountered in their lifetime. And many churchgoers are already starting to fall away. And this is going to accelerate. It's going to be a process. It hadn't even hit the high mark. And many, this don't have to happen. If the people would have been taught the truth, if they would turn and teach the people the knowledge of truth, then this will save the people. This will keep the people from falling away. And not only, I mean, it will keep them from falling away, and it will equip them for what's coming. Now, many churches stop at teaching the word. You know, and here Jesus is saying he came to bring the truth. I'll read it to you again. It says, Jesus says, as he's speaking to Pilate, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." You see? So, this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, if your church is not bringing the knowledge of truth, you need to say something, or you need to move on and find another church. You cannot sit there and practice emotionalism anymore, tokenism, and many of the other things that are leading the churches away from teaching the truth. You see, you can't, you know, if all your focus is salvation, and as you notice, there's hardly anybody going down to be saved anymore, and that's because the truth has to be brought out in order to get the people saved. You've got to go to another level. They don't buy into what has been said in the past because folks know it didn't work for the folks that were bringing the trying to get me saved. So, you know, what is it going to do for me? So you have to elevate the word into the knowledge of truth now in order to even save folks. This is where we're at. And this great falling away is going to take place because things are going to turn up. The oven is going to be turned on high. And so if you're in one of those churches that is still lollygagging around, you need to get away from it, or say something to your pastor at least, because time is running short. In fact, time has run out. In fact, now that I said time is running out, it has run out for me as well. I want to thank you for joining us here at the Prophetic Hour today. We have tried to edify and bring you knowledge that will elevate you into a higher understanding of the word. And I hope this message has blessed you. And we hope that you have a blessed week as well. Tune in again next week. I think we're doing the lesson that was supposed to be today, next Sunday. So tune in next Sunday, and we have another good lesson. So I want to thank you again for joining us here at the Prophetic Hour. This is Prophet Lynn Templeton. May God bless you, and I hope you have a blessed week. So long.